Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, everybody. What's going on? I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. It is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We're going to have some fun today. Still some NFL news. We are on Le'Veon Bell watch. Something feels like it's imminent. We'll have a couple comedians in here later today, Greg Murphy and Jimmy Dunn. That will be fun. So we got a lot going on. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. You can follow us on Twitter at the station at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at CraigESPN and follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Pete, how are you? You know, you might want to keep your distance from me today. I feel like I'm...
The expletives aren't flying,
but the spit might be flying a little bit. The left side of my face is numb. I just came here directly from the dental office. Yeah.
How'd that go?
All right. Got the crown on the broken tooth that I broke while I was at the fishing tournament.
It's a temp crown, though, right?
Temporary. Very temporary. Feels a little off now that I'm getting feeling back in my mouth. I couldn't feel the whole left side of my face when I came in here.
Sometimes they pop out. Hopefully you're dentist has some good glue, cement, yeah, as they say.
They warned me that that is a possibility with the temporary. I got to wait 3 weeks before the permanent.
Don't eat anything crunchy.
You're right. Like, you know,
although you broke it on spaghetti, right?
No, I broke it eating a cheeseburger. I don't think it had any pieces of bone in the ground beef.
It was probably, you probably
it was probably previously cracked and it was time to go.
And then,
all that sugar you eat.
Yeah, well, sure.
So you don't want a gummy bear or anything like that?
No, nothing fishy, chewy. And my favorite, of course, is peanut M&M's. Forget that. That's not happening.
Funny you bring those two things up. I went to the movie theater last night by myself.
Yeah?
Peanut M&M's.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids.
Good go-to movie.
Strong one, too.
What did you
nice
wash it down with?
Bottle of water.
Really?
Yeah.
It cost $8?
Altogether, it was like $12.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No,
I was thrilled.
Yeah.
You go there expecting to hand him a 20 and just say goodbye to it.
Right.
Sour Patch is
so how
weakness.
Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah, I went by myself at 8 o'clock last night. Shout out to everybody at Bell Tower who was there watching with me.
Right.
Except the couple in front of me.
Uh-oh.
Let's keep our hands to ourselves.
Oh, not with one of those.
Boy and girl getting a little physical.
How old?
They were in their 20s.
Oh, come on. Really? They can't control themselves?
Yeah, like...
I'll go sit in the back.
Sit in the back or just stay home. Like, you're 20.
Room.
You got an apartment or something. So that irritated me a little bit, but...
Was it like hot and heavy?
Brie Larson was fantastic as Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
It was a really good movie, I thought. Two thumbs up from me.
Yeah, good. Was it hot and heavy in the row in front of you?
It wasn't hot and heavy. It was just constant, like leaning over a little pecs here and there. And it's just like, guys, cut it out. I came here to watch a movie. I didn't come here to watch that kind of movie.
Let's put it on the poll. Is it okay to make out in a movie theater?
Another Seinfeld movie, Chris.
Well, that was done during Schindler's List.
Jerry could not get any alone time with his girlfriend at the time because his parents were staying with him from Fort Lauderdale. So he went to they went to the movies, and they got caught making out during Schindler's List.
Yeah. They were ratted on by Newman.
Yes, of course. Newman.
All right, so my dental visit aside, we've got Chris, a couple making out in front of him in the new movie.
I was in bed by 9 last night. 9.
What did I do last night?
Didn't make it for Celtic. Watched the Wofford cover late, and Chris won again. Iona covered my little pick. I also lost to the Celtics, too. They get blown out. But Iona covered. They did a good job.
Yeah.
But I was in bed by 9. And then waking up at 6:30 this morning, and right away, but a boom, everything happening all over the place. I mean, Green Bay signed a whole bunch of people today. They got really good on defense, I think. The Steelers signed Ryan Shazier. That's nice of them to keep doing that.
Can I ask real quick, what's the end game with Ryan Shazier? I mean, I know he's a feel-good story. This is very rare for an NFL team to keep you on 2 years past your ability to walk.
Placed on the reserve, physically unable to perform less, so he'll get his salary.
I mean, we think he's going to play?
No.
Is this just a benevolent move?
Yes.
Is this one of the 54 roster spots?
No. He's on the pup list.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on the reserve, physically unable to perform less. Anyway, the Saints sign Latavius Murray to a $14.4 million deal. It means Mark Ingram going bye-bye. He could go to the Ravens. Le'Veon Bell could go to the Ravens. A lot of people could go to the Ravens. A lot of people left the Ravens.
From what I'm seeing on Twitter, which kind of who cares because you can find anything on Twitter, but it looks like the Ravens are the favorites to land Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now. Could change 5 minutes from now.
Did I see Terrell Suggs? I know yesterday we talked about him leaving. He went to Arizona,
$7 million? Well, he went to Arizona State, so he went home. Yeah. It's just a thing. But there was a lot of people got duped. I hope you. I was not one of them because that came up with 324 followers. Akbar Gabajiamila, who's got a real account, and he hosts, what's that show with the Gladiator thing? Former Raider. But he had a fake account with 325 followers that tweeted out about an hour and a half ago that Bell was going to sign with the Ravens for $88 million 4 years, and a lot of people fell for it. You got to be really careful with these fake accounts, especially the ones that don't have the blue check mark next to them.
Yeah.
But a lot of people fell for it. Some national people fell for it, too, and then took it down. Then I blocked the account immediately, but then his entire account got blocked because too many people got duped by it, but... Right now, it's still the Jets and Ravens.
All right, a lot of people texting in saying that the Steelers are going to keep Shazier so he can have his medical benefits and NFL pension.
That's all part of
it. I believe he's already qualified for his NFL pension.
Yeah,
I thought you needed three. He's been long. But the medical.
Very upstanding move. That's why the Rooneys are good. I don't know why Antonio Brown wants to leave them.
Poll question's already up at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Is it okay to make out in the movie theater?
All right.
Just put an age on that, but
Well, I was surprised when he told me they were in their 20s. If they were like a couple of goofy 17, 18-year-old or 16-year-olds.
The guy bought a beer in front of me in line.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Were they married? Could you say? Yeah. I just, that's just.
It didn't look like it.
Married people don't make out.
You go to the movies to relax.
Yeah. Get some peace and quiet.
Or go by yourself, like Chris and I
go by yourself, which we have all voted unanimously on the show. It is okay.
I really
to
love
go to
it.
A movie by yourself.
I love it. I like it too. I pick up on a lot more things. I don't have somebody whispering. Who's that? Who's that?
Hold on. What's happening?
Yeah. What did I miss?
What did he say?
I can't.
Although sometimes I'm that person asking those questions.
I can't give you a synopsis on the 3 minutes you just missed because then I'll miss my next 3 minutes.
See, that's the problem with movies today. There's so much action in a two-hour movie that, I mean, back, 20 years ago, you'd have some lulls in the plot, good time to go to the restroom or something. That didn't happen anymore. If you miss 2 minutes of an action movie now, you're out of the loop.
No, and about an hour and 15 minutes into the movie last night, I had to pee.
Yeah.
Guess what I did? I held it because I'm an adult, and I have control of my bladder.
You do have that app that's out there that says it actually.
I thought about downloading it actually on the movie.
You know that app I'm talking about?
Yes.
It says when there's a lull in the action to when to go pee. But
all right. Of course, we're on Le'Veon Bell watch. There are various reports whether the Jets have made their final offer.
Apparently they have.
Some say Jets, Colts, Ravens, Packers, Texans, or Bills. I think we can eliminate the Bills, right?
I mean, they signed Frank Gore too.
Why do you want to eliminate the Colts?
I think the reports are I think the reports I've seen is they've been ruled out. Whether you believe that, I think it's two teams.
But they've got the second most amount of money to spend.
I think it's the Ravens, and I think it's the Jets.
But it doesn't mean you have to spend it.
No,
but you should, because they made such a turnaround. They know now that Andrew Luck is healthy. That team made the playoffs.
Yeah, and
now let's take it to the next step.
So you just said it. Andrew Luck is healthy.
Yeah.
Who do you want to surround him with? A great offensive line that you can continue to invest in every single year, or a running back? Well, and again, everybody knows my position on running backs. Sure. And Le'Veon Bell's a really good running back.
And a good catcher.
He's fantastic. Yeah, but tell me where the drop-off was this year from James Conner to Le'Veon Bell. Okay, maybe a little bit here and there, but it wasn't enough to spend $15 million a year.
But okay, but they're $100 million under the cap. Give him his $15 million. You can buy four more offensive linemen if you want. Not that you would disperse it that way, but I'm saying you got the extra money. You might as well take a flyer, get a superstar in there, try and take it to the next level. That's what I would do if I'm the general manager. Should we put it on the poll? How many choices can we have? The fans,
four.
Where do they think Le'Veon Bell will be? We're all going to
be Jets.
We're going to eliminate the Bills, right?
I would eliminate the Bills. I would eliminate the Packers after what I saw today. I would eliminate. I would eliminate the Colts only based on what I read.
And I don't like Texans on this list. I don't think they're spending money on running back.
No, but I think they have a better shot than Indy does.
See, I would disagree with you there. Maybe we put
those
two
on the poll.
They were
always on that list with Indy. They were always on that list with Indy.
All right, let's put Jets.
Only because I've seen stuff that says Indy's out. I haven't seen anything that says Houston's out. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm saying so all the updates and some of the stuff I've read says Indy's no longer in the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes.
I think we need to keep Raiders on in that list as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's where he's signing. I think he's going to follow AB to Oakland.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
All right. That'll be a nice little surprise. All right. So Raiders.
I got Jets, Raiders, Texans so far.
Texans and other. If we got four, let's do that. Where you think Le'Veon Bell will end. All right. You heard some of our discussion there. Where you think Le'Veon Bell will go.
NFL.
What about you? Let's get some calls going on this. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776.
A little while ago, NFL Hall of Fame game has been announced for August 1st. It will be the Falcons versus the Broncos. First preseason game of 2019 on August 1st.
It's kind of a
Hall of Fame game.
I know it's a Hall of Fame game. It's kind of a stinker.
You'll be watching.
I will be watching. And in fact,
see if they employ those rules that we talked about last year. See, I'll be up the helmet to helmet again.
Yeah. Let's do some quick math. 153 minus. I got to update the board. 121 days to the Hall of Fame game. There you go. Denver and Falcons. All right. We shall see.
239 says Miami fan page says Miami is looking for him. For who?
Le'Veon Bell?
I'm sure the fan page is.
They're not signing Le'Veon Bell.
I just saw a story before it came on the airwaves that Teddy Bridgewater, and this is a head-scratcher for me, has decided he's going to re-sign with the Saints, although the other team that was interested was the Dolphins, and the Dolphins offered more money. So he decided it'd be better for him and his career, make a couple million bucks, be Drew Brees' backup again, maybe win a championship ring instead of going to the Dolphins and maybe being the starter of what could be a train wreck because he's got nothing else around him.
And we also saw, which I didn't get a lot of pub yesterday, but apparently Ian Rappaport was picked up by a couple of other sites, USA Today and another one, that the Patriots offered a second and a fourth to Pittsburgh for Antonio Brown, and they got turned down, so... But that did not get a lot
of
play yesterday.
But it is also Ian Rappaport,
right,
as you pointed out.
Yeah, but two other sources picked it. Two other papers or
USA Today and Sports Not picked it up.
Yeah,
Sports Not.
Yeah,
like so. USA Today picked it up.
Yeah, yeah. I see a lot of Sports Not on our various sites.
Okay,
we go to.
All right.
Yeah, a second and a four. If that's true, the Steelers decide that's a much better deal than a third and a fifth. They decided that no. Not trading you to our
again,
rival.
I don't know how accurate that is.
I don't either. Like you said, it didn't get a lot of play. It was out there. Antonio Brown has gotten rid of the yellow mustache.
Yep.
And he's set to report to the visit the Raiders facility.
Good for him.
Yeah. Do you think he got the vibe that, you know, on social media, the mustache looks stupid and hideous and ridiculous?
Oh, he doesn't care.
But he should.
He just got $30 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I guess if I got 30 mil and I tried to grow something and it was a little scruffy and patchy and y'all made fun of me, I probably wouldn't care. Might buy a nice fake mustache. 30 mil.
So I got Anthony Barr, who spurned the Jets because he failed the physical, and going back to the Vikings, but he gets a 5-year deal, 67.5 mil, 33 million guarantees, and there are sack incentives worth up to 12 million.
Mm.
But he told the Jets he was going to go there, but I believe the deal is he did no deal because he didn't pass a physical.
So what do the Ravens look like? Mosley's gone to the Jets. Suggs is gone. I still thought Suggs was productive if he could stay on the
Weddle
field.
Weddle is gone.
Weddle's gone. This is a team that decided, hey, we're going in a new direction.
The Packers just signed Za'Darius Smith.
Okay.
I mean, they've lost four starters from that defense last year.
That was the strength of the team as they tried to work in a new quarterback last year.
Packers did an unbelievable job today. Two Smiths, Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels, now are on your defense. They signed, as Chris just says, Adarius Smith, 4 years, $66 million, $34.5 million in the first 2 years. They signed Preston Smith, another good pass rusher, 4 years, $52 million, $16 million guaranteed. Then they get Adrian Amos, 4 years, D-back, $37 million, $14 million the first year, $21 million the first 2 years.
From Chicago.
And they signed Denver's offensive lineman, Billy Turner, as well. They've been very busy today.
By the way, trying to catch everybody up, Dolphins tackle Juwan James signed with the Broncos. So he is gone. So the Dolphins look like they'll get a third-round compensatory pick in next year's draft.
Okay. Very good. Oh, and here's a kind of a funny one. Ha ha. Last week, if you're a Bills fan, you thought you had Antonio Brown on Friday morning.
If you thought you had Antonio Brown,
you lose. You get Cole Beasley instead. He signs today.
I like
steady,
that signing.
Steady, solid, no
for
doubt.
Josh Allen, I like that signing for him.
They got a Brown.
4 years, $29 million.
They got a Brown?
It's Josh Brown.
Josh Brown, the wide receiver from
right,
Baltimore.
Right.
That's
Josh
right.
Brown. It's yep. not Antonio, but it's a Brown from the AFC North.
4 years, $29 million for Beasley, $14.4 million guaranteed, $17 million. First 2 years. That's a good pickup. So far, Dallas has done nothing.
I don't know why Dallas let him go.
I don't either.
He was such a reliable outlet for Dak Prescott in the slot last year.
You could have made the case for Detroit to go after Cole Beasley over Amendola. I think if they had done that, Amendola probably would have ended up on the Bills.
How much did Beasley go for?
He went for...
Four for 29, I believe.
4 years, 29
See, we got Amendola for one for under five.
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference paying for a 30-year-old receiver, a 26, I think, Cole Beasley is.
Yeah,
I think that's a nice pickup for the Bills, for Josh Allen. Can have. They haven't had it. When's the last time they had a slot receiver like that? You know,
Jeff Moore commented on our Twitter poll, where do you think Le'Veon Bell will sign? He said, per Ian Rappaport, the Ravens.
That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
Yep.
All right. While I have everybody's attention, I'll let you know that on Friday we're going to be at the Backyard Beer Garden in Cape Coral. I want to start strumming up some interest there. It's
I'm
a
getting
fantastic place.
A cheesesteak.
Yeah?
It's happening.
I had it.
That video that we – oh, my gosh.
It's on our Facebook page.
Oh,
a lot of
my
too.
Gosh. I saw it a couple weeks – or
you
last
gotta,
week,
you
I think.
Promise me you get it with everything. The hot peppers is a must on
I don't
it.
Do mushrooms.
All right. Take the mushrooms off, but the other stuff.
I can do everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
What's
it is
a mushroom
fan.
I don't like mushrooms. It's a thing.
I think we've done this before.
Yeah, we have. It's a thing. I don't like mushrooms.
Exactly. But I've had the sandwich with the works, and it is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. How good it is.
So just to that circle back to the Teddy Bridgewater staying in New Orleans real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe they position it as sign up because we don't know the length of the deal yet, do we?
No, I
know
it's
nothing.
I would imagine it's a couple of years.
Well, what
so.
I'm
probably
saying,
one and one.
You think that's short?
Maybe, yeah.
I think that if they put 4 years in front of him, said, listen, you're an insurance policy if Drew Brees goes down, but Drew Brees is getting up there. You're the guy to take over. Basically, get in here, learn this playbook inside and out, and then there's going to be no drop off when Drew Brees, you know, at least from the preparation standpoint, there will be no drop off from Brees to Bridgewater.
But I still think of Bridgewater because I don't know. Haven't seen him. That's a lot of faith to put in Teddy Bridgewater with that team that's got a window here to play with. My feeling is like if Brees went down at the end of next year or whatever, I think they would look to sign another quarterback in addition to whatever they had
but
going
go,
on with Bridgewater. I don't think they would just hand it off to Bridgewater and say, you're the guy.
But
now.
You go and you look at him versus signing in Miami. Okay, great. You can compete for the starting job this year. You don't have a lot around you in Miami. You're probably not going to be very good. They're probably going to draft a guy next year in the draft, right. If not this year.
Right.
And you're going to be back in the same position, except you're backing up somebody on a rookie deal, not Drew Brees.
I told you today off air, this is my prediction. The starting quarterback for your Miami Dolphins in 2019 will be Tyrod Taylor. That's who they're going to get.
Look, you say, he's probably the second best quarterback the Dolphins have had since Dan Marino. And I don't even know if he's that much worse than Ryan Tannehill, to be honest.
Wow.
Am I crazy for saying that?
I'm thinking it through in my head.
We've seen flashes of what he can do.
He got the Bills to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't score.
God. He didn't score at all.
But he got the Bills to the playoffs.
And he couldn't run the Browns offense.
They tried to tank it and benched him.
If you're in tank mode, I'm all for it.
Which
if you're 100% committed to tank mode, I'm all for it.
What have I been telling you, Craig?
All right.
It's what we're doing this year.
But I think we have a third question here on the poll. Teddy Bridgewater, would you rather be a backup in New Orleans or the starter in Miami? I think that's a great question. I'm sorry. New Orleans. You can even spell it that way, even though I don't know how.
New Orleans.
So we got three good questions on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll already.
I agree.
Do you make out in a movie theater? Is that appropriate? Because Chris saw that last night. Where is Le'Veon Bell going? And Teddy Bridgewater, you want to be a backup in New Orleans, maybe win a ring and be with Drew Brees for another year? Or is it your time to shine now? Be a starter.
176 votes already for where do you think Le'Veon Bell will sign. 43% say Jets, 23% Raiders, 2% Texans, 30% say other.
Other.
A lot of the others are the Ravens. Colts, one guy says the Colts.
All right.
And is it okay to make out in a movie theater? 51% so far say yes. Almost 100 votes already.
Yes. Wow. All right. Bizarre.
Not to we haven't even scratched the surface on Mr. Westbrook.
Yeah. He seems like lit dynamite. He's going to have an incident with a fan that's going to get uglier. We'll discuss what he did last night. And also, we've got to get into a college admission bribery. Now, I know you probably glazed over and just tuned me out when I said that. That's not that's not college recruiting. That's college admissions famous rich people are paying cash to get their kids into school and all that kind of stuff.
It's been tabbed by the feds. This is like right out of a mission. This is right out of a movie. Operation Varsity Blues is being tabbed by the FBI.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
No, they picked that.
Operation Varsity Blues. And it involves USC, UCLA, Harvard, Texas. University of San Diego, Wake Forest.
The Dolphins.
Wake Forest.
Tough loss last night to St. Mary's. Yeah. They were hung in there for a while.
Yeah. How about Gonzaga covering by two? Forgot it at 24.
You got your lock right? Wofford?
Yeah.
Covered?
That's what I do. I give you winners.
That's right.
Well, most of the time.
See who your pick is at the end of the show again today. All right, so we got a lot to do. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP26 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app, plus Facebook Live. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We got a bunch of questions up on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll as well at 99.3 ESPN, so check that out. Get your votes in. A lot to discuss. Later on in the show, though, we'll have a couple comedians come in here, Greg Murphy and Jimmy Dunn. A lot of things to discuss. We've been talking about where Le'Veon Bell will land. That may be decided before we get off the airwaves today, as a matter of fact.
Please not 602.
602, that would stink.
601, or have a buddy Kevin.
This isn't news that they would hold off till 602, though. This isn't a suspension. This isn't a leave of absence or anything.
Like, no,
this is good news.
I know, but it just seems to work out that way. And two of my best friends over in Bristol, you know, either Doug Brown or Kevin Winter.
They always have the breaking news.
I'm like, can you text us? Well, then...
All right. Well, Josina Anderson is saying that there's an AFC North team that's pushing hard and heavy on Odell Beckham Jr., and that that still remains alive.
AFC North team, huh?
All right. Chris, you pointed out.
And I'm hearing others that say that he'd rather play for the Rams or San Francisco.
Odell?
Yes.
But none of these scenarios have him staying with the Giants. The Giants are adamant we didn't sign him to trade him.
I think there's one AFC North team that it makes sense. It checks all the boxes.
All right, run down your checklist. You said this during the break. I thought it made a lot of sense.
Got to have a need.
Yeah.
Got to have the salary cap space.
Yeah.
You got to be in win now mode.
Yeah.
I think that kind of rules out the Bengals.
Yes.
The salary cap rules out the Steelers. So you're down to two.
Plus, they just got rid of one diva receiver.
So you're down to two.
Right.
Cleveland, they're it, man.
Well, Pittsburgh doesn't have the cap. They get 12.1. And it's got to be Cleveland or Baltimore.
$21 million in dead money.
I could see Baltimore. I could see one of those two. I think it's Cleveland to myself, like you guys.
Here's why I don't think Baltimore. I mean, they just got rid of half their defense.
But they also got rid of one of the better wide receivers. I mean, they got to.
It seems like they're in rebuild mode all of a sudden. They took a team that was pretty good defensively and an up-and-coming quarterback, and they've gotten rid of four players on defense. I don't get the moves.
Well, they released Michael Crabtree as well.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago. So, I mean, he was their top target last year.
Brown is gone.
So we're thinking Baker Mayfield and the Brownies. They're figuring on paper with what's going on with the Steelers and the Ravens rebuilding and the Bengals stink. They got this division. Now let's start building for the Patriots. We got to take them on, and we got to get good.
They got John Brown. He's gone. Who was a slot guy? He's gone. Jordan Lastly, Willie Snead, Chris Moore, and Quincy Adebayo. That's it. Mm-hmm. Scott Jaleel.
Yeah,
that's
not winning games with that.
Do they have Willie Snead still?
I think so. Didn't they?
Okay,
I'm going to New Orleans.
I'm looking, man. It's
hang on. Did he leave?
Yeah, 239 Landry and Beckham, LSU.
Hmm. No, he's still there.
All right, it's absolutely fascinating,
isn't he? Yeah, I think so.
All right, your comments at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I agree with Batman here. The 239. I mean, the Giants just re-signed him not to ship him off. Want to keep him?
But if somebody's offering, I mean, this is the NFL. Everybody's available.
And this story's been brewing now for going on 15 months.
Yeah, outside of a handful of quarterbacks, man, everybody's available for the right price. So if somebody's calling up the Giants saying, our first this year and next year, throwing a two in this year, next year, and a couple threes, like you got to kick the tires on it. I'm not saying you pull the trigger, but you got to at least entertain it.
Hmm. All right.
Especially because that team, I mean, news coming out today, Diana Rossini saying that she's being told, now it's lying season.
Right.
Take everything with a grain of salt this time of year, but mm-hmm. she's reporting that she's hearing that the Giants aren't necessarily all in on Dwayne Haskins or any quarterback this year, for that matter.
And the also just quick about Bell. Remember, they did the same thing last year, ultimatum wise, with Ndamukong Suh. Or back when, they gave him an alternative. You know, take it or leave it.
Yeah,
he didn't take it.
All right.
But I think the Odell Beckham thing now that kind of came out of nowhere.
That story won't go away.
No.
Yeah, it's not that it came out of nowhere. It just keeps coming up.
Just a few smoke signals just kind of floating around. They're not a fire.
I mean, Gettleman comes out at the combine and says, we did not sign Odell to trade him.
Right.
That doesn't put out the fire.
Right.
Shermer comes out. Odell will be a Giant. That doesn't put out the fire. The Moors keep coming out and saying, he's going to be a Giant. That doesn't. All this smoke comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
There's clearly a thought around the NFL that this guy is obtainable.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's see what they do. All right. You want to go to the college recruiting thing? You want to do Russell Westbrook going nutty on the sideline?
I haven't heard about this college. I mean, but I haven't read into it or anything.
Well, here I'll give you the basics if you wanted to do that. So again, Hollywood actresses Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman are among at least 40 people charged in a $25 million college entrance exam cheating scheme, according to court documents.
Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, by the way.
Yes. The alleged scam focused on getting students admitted to elite universities as recruited athletes, regardless of their athletic abilities, helping potential students cheat on the college exams, according to the indictment unsealed in Boston. Authorities said the FBI investigation, codenamed Operation Varsity Blues, uncovered a network of wealthy parents who paid thousands of dollars to a California man who boosted their children's chances of gaining entrances into elite colleges like Yale and Stanford by paying people to take tests for their children, bribing test administrators to allow it to happen, and bribing college coaches and administrators to identify the applicants as athletes. Now, not breaking news. This has been going on forever, just so people know. The athletes are involved. This isn't like somebody came up to Nick Saban and said, my kid should have made varsity in high school. I'm giving you $5 million. He's coming to Alabama. This is not really about those type of athletes. This is like the sailing team, some volleyball players, maybe golf, track, tennis.
Yeah, Sailing is tied up in this.
Yeah, it is. The coach is probably going to go to jail.
Texas tennis is also tied up in this.
Yeah, so
they're number three
like
in the country.
We're not talking about high-profile college football and basketball.
Well, you can't buy your way onto Nick Saban's football squad.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, Chris? You're looking at me. I mean, if you're a student,
I think it depends.
You're a five star,
I think it depends who you are.
You have to be a five star to even get him.
Look, all I'm saying is Rex Ryan's son was on the Clemson football team, And I don't know if he had any business being on that team.
They give me a donation to the program?
I don't know.
But get this. The plot involves students who attended or were seeking to attend Georgetown, Stanford, UCLA, UCLA, call it UCLA, yep. University of San Diego, USC, Texas, Wake, and Yale. Also, in Harvard, all 49 people charged thus far, including 33 parents, 9 college coaches.
I didn't get into any of those schools.
Prosecutors said the scheme was masterminded by William Rick Singer, the founder of a for-profit college prep business based in Newport Beach, California. This is not uncommon. It really isn't. Maybe the prices now are a little inflated. Parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 per test for someone else to take the SAT or ACT exams in place of their college-age sons or daughters, which we've heard about. I mean, this has been going on since the beginning of school. Singer facilitated the cheating by advising students to seek, quote, extended time on the exams, including by having their children purport to having learning disabilities in order to obtain medical documentation that act. Prosecutors said Singer used the cash to bribe two people who administered the exams, Igor Dvorisky of L.A. and Lisa Nikki Williams of Houston. The Risky Williams exchange for receiving the payments allowed Mark Riddle, a Florida man hired by Singer, to secretly take the test to replace the children's answers with his own.
See, this was my problem. My kids took their SATs. I figured, all right, they get what they get. They go where they go. I figured 20 grand plus a year for tuition was enough. I should have been paying another 20 grand to get them wherever we wanted to go. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, you should have done this. Singer's associates created fake athletic profiles in an effort to improve the students' chances of getting accepted by making them appear.
How do you do a fake profile?
They doctored pictures. They actually submitted photos and resumes of kids who played sports that they never played.
This is ridiculous.
Singer would then bribe college coaches to allot slots for incoming athletes to the children of the wealthy parents.
Hold on. They were submitting photos of sports that they never played?
Yes.
Yes, in some cases.
So like saying like little Susie was a 4-year
tennis player.
Varsity tennis player.
But a basketball owner
took the
picture.
Pictures to make her look way better than she was, or put her in pictures in sports that she never played. The coaches charged in the scheme include Jorge Salcido, a former pro soccer player who coached the UCLA men's team, William Ferguson, who was the women's volleyball coach at Wake, the investigation involved more than 200 federal agents who fanned out across 6 states.
Wow.
Probe was launched last May after agents uncovered evidence of a large-scale fraud while working on a separate undercover investigation, according to the FBI.
All right, everything on the up and up everywhere. That makes me
feel
good.
But look, as far as kids and students taking tests for other kids, now what I don't know is the ages of some of these people taking the test. You obviously can't be like a 50-year-old man. You're not going in there, you know. You got to be
going for
young.
Your GED.
Yeah, but
well, that's high school.
I mean, as far as taking tests, ACTs, SAT tests, that's been going on for a long time. That goes on for a lot of people. Who don't even play sports, just want to get to school. And also, some of this did happen without the kids knowing. Some of this, just the parents were behind it.
Well, we wanted to make you aware of it. It's 40 to 50 people are being charged. It involves movie stars, millions
Parent
of
the year.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, one of them paid $5 million. Lori Loughlin, I think, paid $5 million to get her kid into Harvard.
For $5 million, you get a building named after
you.
Why? Because it's ego. It's an ego thing.
So she can tell all her little friends that my kid goes to Harvard?
Is that worth $5 million?
No.
No, but it goes back to, and I brought this line up before, it goes back to the firm. Tom Cruise, when he's still going for the interview before he goes on to that firm in Memphis, they interview him in a Boston hotel because he's ranked 5th in his class in Harvard, not top 5%, but 5th. And they said to him, do you have an offer in mind? And they give him an envelope. And he says, man, person worth that offer shouldn't need to open it unless you could tell me what it is. And he said, and basically what it came down to was one of the leading partners in the firm bribed a clerk in the Harvard office for the highest offer so they wouldn't get into a bidding war, and then added 20%. Mm. And that stuff happens all the time in a lot of top schools for business, for law schools, medical school. That stuff goes on a lot. Business, you know, you don't want to get into bidding war. These guys get in headhunter position. They don't want to get in a bidding war, especially with attorneys.
Yeah,
so you bribe a clerk in a particular office, tack on 20%, probably more nowadays, and then you get that guy that you want or girl that you want to go to your firm.
Not in my wheelhouse, man. Not in my wheelhouse.
This happens to me all the time. Doesn't happen to you?
No, I'm not in that world. I'm not of that world. I play by the rules, and, you know, I live with the results.
So, like, is that on this guy who started this business, or is this on the university for taking the money, or?
Oh, it's on.
I think they're nailing everybody.
It's on everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's certainly on the universities and the admissions offices. Somebody got bribed. Somebody got paid off big time, obviously, because that's what comes out. No matter what happened.
Right.
You know, the application comes to the admission office. You know, he goes, she stays, he goes. And depending on how many people are involved in the process, which I'm sure there's more than one in many cases, you know, $1 million or $500,000 or $10,000 may go a long way.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Not a lot of time to dive into this next thing, but I want to make you aware of it before we get into Sound Street. Russell Westbrook, last week we saw him waving a kid that tugged on him in the front row. Good thing he didn't turn around and slap him. Now, on the end of the bench against the Jazz last night, yelling at a fan who I believe has a history of being obnoxious, and he said he was going to blank him up, the guy and his wife,
because
his wife started getting in on him too. So we'll discuss this in more detail. We'll come back. We've got Sound Street. We'll hear some. We'll hear Russell Westbrook's explanation for this, and we shall discuss. Just getting going here on a Wednesday. Sheba to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3. Is today Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Man.
12th.
Got to get it together,
all
man.
All day.
It's not even hump day. It's Chris's hump day, not my hump
the
day.
Cap is affecting
we're
you.
We're getting there.
All right, we're getting there. Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny. I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheman and Shepherd.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimum Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives online at OptimalMale.net. Russell Westbrook of Oklahoma City threatening a Utah fan, and this is from the Desert News. That was him sitting on the end of the bench, ice in the knees, getting into it with a fan. He says, I'm going to bleep you up and some other things.
You got to walk away. We said this a million times. What's he going to do? I know it's inappropriate. I know the guy may even have a history. You can't threaten anybody's wife. And what's the worst? There's nothing good that can happen for what he did. What are you going to do? Walk over to the guy if you could and beat him up?
Guess what? That guy will own you financially. Well, they'll take you to court.
You got to block it out.
All right, let's hear his side of the story on the fans uttering what he thought was a racial slur.
The realization of it is how it started was a young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate in a sense of there's no protection for the players.
Well, there's not, but again,
around, the court security guy said, that guy, you cannot go after somebody for harsh language. I'm sorry. These guys would never make it 30 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm talking guys got thrown batteries at him and stuff like that on the field. Come on. There's always a jerk in the crowd. And I'm sorry that you feel like you're being, yes, you are being disrespected. No one's left. You're always going to get that no matter where you go. It's going to happen. You cannot say you're going to beat up somebody as a professional athlete unless somebody comes at you and tries to attack you physically.
Right. Westbrook said he would never be disrespectful toward a woman, but he had to because the wife was taunting him too.
As for beating up his wife, I've never put my hand on a woman. I never will. Never been in any domestic violence before, never have before, but once he said the comment, his wife repeated it, the same thing to me as well. So that's kind of how that started. I know you guys only got the tail end of the video, but the start of the video is way more important and way more disrespectful than what you guys heard. So appreciate y'all.
All right, Commissioner Silver, what do you do? He's going to get fined for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been a bad week for fans. Between James Dolan holding a guy with security because he said sell the team, and Westbrook verbally taunting a fan who, look, maybe, like you said, may have been in the wrong of what he was saying. But it's a rough week in NBA/fan relationships. The Jazz fan involved in the incident,
Shane Kisel, 45 years old,
said Westbrook flipped out on KSL.
He was smiling at one point, and there was a lot of people, because it was when, you know, Joe had come by and poked Paul George in the eye, and then Joe goes over and apologizes immediately. Russ is just F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, just sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me and he's like, that's heat. That's heat. And I'm like, well, you're going to need it. And then it turned into not safe for work.
6'3" texting in. He's turning in the next Ron Artest, who, as you know, went into the stands and did that ugly scene.
Well, he didn't go into the stands. I mean,
no, but don't you get the feeling that he's real close? I mean, he's jawed with some fans before.
You think I'm playing? I swear to God, I'll come bleep you up. I swear to God, I promise you. I'm pleased with that crap. What are you going to do? Go do it then. Go, I dare you. I challenge you. Go to anybody that uses harsh language or insults you, even if it's racial. I get it. Have the guy, either the guy should be thrown out immediately. That's number one.
So saying,
if anybody heard it, go to security, have the guy. Security people in arenas will eject anybody, a lot of times unfairly nowadays, for a lot of harsh language. If it was that bad, go to security. There's tons of them around, say, get that guy in the yellow shirt and get him out of here. Barring that, I challenge, I dare, go up to him, punch him in the face, see what happens. Your NBA career is over.
I know that the Utah fan base, I mean, it's a great crowd. It's a tough place to go and play, but they've had issues with Russell Westbrook before.
Yeah, last year.
Like some guy, when he's walking back to the locker room, puts a cell phone right in his face, and he kind of swats it away.
Wasn't in his face. He just leaned over the railing and tried to take a picture, and the guy swatted it. And Westbrook swatted. I don't know. It's, again, over. If you're being physically threatened, that's a whole other ballgame. You know, if somebody came up to you, I don't care where it is, put his hands on him, take him down, Russ, do whatever you want to do. But barring that, you cannot go after somebody for harsh language and threaten to punch. Then go do it. Stop talking about it. Let's see you do it. Strap them on. Let's see what you got. Because you know what will happen. You're done if that happens.
So
grow up and ignore the noise.
I think the fan needs to take a little responsibility in this.
Well, he should have been ejected.
He should have been escorted out of the building.
But again, we don't know what the context was said, because you don't hear from the fan. All you hear is what he said. It sounded like busting chops in some sort of way, but I don't know.
Well, that's
you never hear the context of how he said it or what she said, which I think is a major problem.
That's where I've got a big problem coming to a final thought on this is Russell Westbrook is saying he yelled something racial at me.
Right.
Okay, at that point, I think that you, as Russell Westbrook, should be able to say something back to him.
Well, he can interpret it as something racial as being get down on your knees or something like you're used to it. Something like that.
I don't interpret that as being a racist comment. But who am I to tell Russell Westbrook that that's
not a sexist comment?
That's the way I would take it. But I'm not black, so I can't tell somebody how to take that.
And we heard nothing out of the woman. We don't know what she said, how she said, the intent. If there was other language used, we don't know. Regardless of the language used, two things. One, if they used any sort of racial language or got, then they should immediately be ejected. That's number one. Barring that, it doesn't matter what they say. They can say whatever they want. You cannot go up to a fan and punch them.
The guy had one tweet from his past that he took down that, from what I saw, was a racist comment. Okay. He told Russell Westbrook to go back where you come from.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
that's a racist comment.
Yeah,
he had some other tweets
for that.
He had some other tweets about how Russell Westbrook deserves to get his ass beat. That's not a racist comment. I mean, that's what fans say to players on other teams,
right,
especially in a playoff series. I don't know. Right. I just have a tough time coming to any sort of conclusion on this because we don't know.
Well, the only conclusion is you cannot go threaten the woman and him. You can't say you're going to punch them or do this. You can't. I don't care what they say.
For those listening, I'd like to see what side of the fence you're on that, whether Russell Westbrook has any rights in this deal. And what should the commissioner do? We'll take your calls, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.